KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The race is back on to avert a government shutdown. The current spending plan expires this coming weekend.
For the second time in just 2 months, the nation is on the brink of a government shutdown. The new House Speaker Mike Johnson expected to bring his plan to the floor in a few hours, but he's facing growing opposition from members of his own party.
ABC's Rachel Scott. In Washington today, up to 100,000 people expected on the National Mall for a march for Israel. The UN says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in the past 10 days alone. A new code of ethics signed by all of the Supreme Court justices.
Formally drawn up, like others have in many businesses, with canons of the code of ethics. The first one being, quote, a justice of the Supreme Court of the United States should maintain and observe high standards of conduct in order to preserve the integrity and independence of the federal judiciary.
ABC's Terry Moran. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Representative Lisa Subek says victims are five times more likely to be killed if their abusers have a gun.
Imagine if those abusers didn't have access to firearms, how the results could have been different, the lives that could have been saved.
Since a state Supreme Court ruling last year, convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns. Expect slow going when you leave for Thanksgiving next week. More than a million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Green Bay public school students might be looking at an extra spring break thanks to the NFL draft. The district is considering starting school a week early in August of 2025 so kids can have off the week of the NFL draft. The district will have to apply for a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction. Wisconsin law does not permit schools to start prior to September 1st. The NFL draft will be held in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th in 2025. If you're a substitute teacher in Manitowoc, you can expect a bigger paycheck. The Manitowoc School District is raising teacher pay for subs. WLUK-TV reports that pay will go up, hoping to encourage people that are qualified to give it a try. The move comes in response to a shortage of substitutes. Guest teachers in Manitowoc can make anywhere from $180 to $250 a day, depending on qualifications. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9, the Talk of Green Bay News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Jim Vandenhoevel, our very special guest, Vietnam vet. Again, you had to be saying to yourself, I am not on the farm in freedom anymore.
You know, it was scary for a while, but then you realize, and we all realize in our platoon, we kind of laugh about it because you had to keep your sanity, and that was one of the ways you did it. You almost got taken out today, and if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be able to stay focused on your job.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 58. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 43. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 27.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, good morning, Wisconsin. How you doing? Come on in. Welcome into the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host today, Stu Daniels. Thank you for joining me. And Earl will be back later this week. We got 6 minutes after 8 o'clock right now on this Tuesday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. And first thing I want to do here is get to some headlines. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on today. There is a new report that finds Wisconsin school districts are increasingly relying on referendum dollars to cover their expenses. Also, the Wisconsin State Senate is set to approve a downsized Milwaukee Brewers stadium repair bill. The Wisconsin DNR has added 51 new bodies of water to its list of polluted waterways. And some Wisconsin election officials are calling for tighter gun limits for people convicted of domestic abuse. Also in the news, it looks like the Brewers will announce that bench coach Pat Murphy will be the new manager for the club. And there is breaking news just coming across the wires or from the news sources right now. It's the October inflation report. You have any idea? You want to take a guess at what happened with inflation during the month of October? Well, if you guessed that inflation cooled quite a bit, you're right. I have a story here from the New York Times with a headline that says, October inflation report, the inflation moderates as the economy cools. And it says here that consumer prices rose 3.2% in the year through October, and that is decelerating from the previous month and showing encouraging signs under the surface. You know, that's one thing people always mention is that, oh, inflation is killing me. And sometimes you'll even hear people who don't support Joe Biden bring that fact up. It's like, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden is because of this inflation. Well, evidently, the inflation has slowed quite a bit in October. Let me give you a little bit of this story here. This was just posted a half hour ago at the New York Times. It says inflation eased in October. Fresh government data showed and price increases showed encouraging signs of slowing under the surface. The overall consumer price index released just a few minutes ago slowed to 3.2% last month, which is lower than the 3.7% reading in September. And that is the coolest number since July. That deceleration owed partly to more moderate energy prices. And even with volatile fuel and food prices stripped out, a closely watched core price measure climbed 4% in the year through October, which is slower than the previous reading and weaker than what economists had expected. Inflation had come down meaningfully over the past year after peaking in the summer of 2022, and this new report shows evidence of continued progress. Federal Reserve officials are trying to wrestle price increases back to roughly the 2% pace that was normal before the pandemic by raising interest rates, which they hope will slow consumer and business demand. Although there's been quite a bit in the news in the last few days about mortgage prices, interest rates going down over the last week or so. This story from the Times goes on and says federal officials have predicted that eradicating rapid inflation could require more of an economic slowdown than the United States has seen so far. Price increases have eased over the past year in part because supply chain problems that had pushed up the costs of many goods were reversed, allowing prices for goods like bicycles and bed frames to stop rising or even fall. In fact, one of the other items I've seen in the news quite a bit is the fact that airline prices, especially domestic flights, have the cost has been going down quite a bit over the last few weeks. Back to this article in the Times, it says now inflation remains faster than usual, mainly because of price increases in service industries, which encompass everything from manicures to information technology and healthcare. The lingering price pressure could prove more difficult to crush. And still, there were several encouraging signs in this new report that just came out. A closely watched measure of housing costs, which officials have been relying on to help drag down inflation, cooled notably in October. That metric, called owner's equivalent rent, climbed just 0.4% on a monthly basis in October,